Ah, oh, Jock, what can I do for you?
It's about a bit of news that's come my way, Tony, concerning 1998.
Don't go opening a can of worms here, especially not after your outburst at the trustees meeting.
No, it isn't about my intemperate moment, Tony. But you remember how Dan Corrigan wanted some answers about something he'd dug up in France, bellyaching about hallmarks and some gold?
Yes.
It turns out the cachet he found was less than 3 miles from the hotel. And if that gold really did have IGL hallmarks...
So Corrigan located a 10-year-old cache.
Does it lead back to us?
What?
Does anything in that cache, assuming that it's part of 1998, and I defy you to say anything else, lead back to surer risk? Was 1998 an operation run from the dark side of the company?
Of course not, you know.
I don't know, Tony. You and Peter moved so fast to cover it all up, none of the rest of us know anything.
1998 was a tragedy. We lost a good man in regrettable and avoidable circumstances. But it's not something that you want to get really wound up and upset about.
Nothing to get upset about. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing shot Duggan down the dark side and forced us into a 10-year estrangement between us and our, what do you keep calling them, strategic partner. You're doing a very poor job of reassuring me, Tony. Tell me, now, what happened in 1998? And let me be the judge.
Our strategic partner was running a removal operation, bringing an endangered asset out from the former Soviet bloc. The asset was using a surer risk ID until he could pick up new identity papers. He had a chance encounter with an actual surer employee.
Matthew White.
Yes. White said something that made the asset nervous and a fight broke out. The asset was killed. It was all an accident.
What happened to White?
Someone called in a cleanup crew. They found White at the scene. He was disappeared.
Jesus Christ. Who were these people? Mossad? And if it all happened, the asset would have retrieved the cache and that would have been an end to it?
The cache contained travelling identity. Once he reached his final destination, he'd have got another permanent identity, so he couldn't be tracked back.
So the documents in the cache were just fake ID?
I'm assured that's the case.
Nothing that could incriminate us?
This goes no further. Do I have your word?
You have my word.
It's best to let this one lie.